Hey everybody, it is Thanksgiving Eve 2020 and we have a special class for you tonight. I'm going to be teaching the first set of each posture. I'm going to be practicing the second set of each posture, and we have a couple of extra bonus third sets and a couple fun things happening. So do your best to follow along with the words as usual when I'm instructing, and then we'll have a fair amount of quiet during the second set so you can focus more internally on what you're doing. So let's have a wonderful class together, everybody. Feet together nicely, toes and heels touching each other. Interlace your fingers, touch your knuckles underneath the chin. Make sure chin and knuckles stay together for the entire breathing exercise. Stand tall, suck in your stomach. Let's begin. Inhale, breathing. Slowly bring your elbows up towards the ceiling. Breathe in as much as you possibly can, rib cage expanding to the sides. Exhale, breathing, head up. Open your mouth nice and wide. Push the chin back with the knuckles. Slowly bring your hands together, cross your thumbs, and elbows touch each other. Inhale, breathing, one, two, head down, three, nice and slow, four, five, breathe in as much as you can, six. Exhale, breathing, one, lift the chest, two, three, look way back, four, suck in your stomach, five, exhale as much as you can, six. Inhale again, head down. Keep the maximum body weight on your heels, middle inner thighs pressing together, one more stomach and hold it. Now exhale, keep the stomach and chest lifted, push your head all the way back, try to see the wall behind you. Inhale by the throat, please. Try to take in the same amount of air on each of the six counts of the inhale, hold it, and exhale, breathing, HA, try to remove the same amount of air on each of the six counts of the exhale. Inhale, one, two, three, halfway, four, five, breathe in more and more, six, exhale, one, chest up, two, head up, three, four, look way back, five, little more stomach in, six, hold it, and inhale again, head down, synchronize the movement of your head coming down, elbows lifting up, and your inhale, exhale, breathing, mouth open wide, synchronizing the movement of the head going back, elbows coming forward, and exhaling, inhale, one, two, three, suck in your stomach, four, five, weight stays to the heels, six, exhale, one, chest up, two, push the chin, three, all the way back, four, five, hips a little bit forward, six, elbows together, inhale, head down, suck in your stomach, middle inner thighs pressed together, body weight stays on the heels, exhale, keep the chest lifted, mouth open wide, exhale as much as you possibly can, hands and then elbows together. Inhale, head down. Now, the more you suck in the stomach and the more you breathe in, the more of your lungs you will use. Exhale, breathing. So stand tall right now. As you get towards the end of the exhale, use your extra strength. Suck in your stomach more and more. Two more, please. Inhale. Try to make a sound, just the sound of the air coming in by the throat. Good. Exhale, breathing. Like you're fogging up a mirror. That's the sound you make on the exhale. You're doing great, Madeline. Elbows together. Last one, please. Inhale, breathing. Suck in your stomach. Tightening up. Look for your rib cage to expand to both sides of the chest. And exhale, breathing. Push the chin. Look all the way back behind you. Now use your extra strength. Try to push out more and more air. Okay, that's great, you guys. Arms down to the side. Now I'm going to hop on over here. I'll give you a cue when we're going to do the inhale and the exhale. All right. So let's start the second set. Interlace hands, touch your knuckles right underneath the chin. So chin and knuckles stay together like glue for the whole breathing exercise. Begin, please. Inhale, elbows up. Exhale, push the chin. Inhale. Keep the chest up. Exhale. Inhale. Breathe in more. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale, breathing. Inhale. Exhale, mouth open. Inhale, mouth closed. Exhale, look back. Inhale. Keep your body weight on the heels. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale, breathing. Inhale. Exhale. Two more. Exhale, breathing. Last one. Exhale. Great. Oh, that's so good. Doesn't it feel good? All right. Madeline, the good news is that's the hardest thing in the whole class, okay? Well, it's the most complicated. It's maybe not the hardest, but everything else you can always just watch. You got lots of people to look at. You'll see that everyone's doing slightly different amounts of things, but they're going to try to follow the instruction, like just word by word the best you can. And if you fall out of things, you just try again, okay? There's no, never any pressure to finish or accomplish or do anything perfectly. You just try your best, okay? So first is half moon pose. Feet together nicely, please. Take a nice deep breath. Bring your arms over the head sideways. Hands, palms together. Interlace all 10 fingers. The grip looks like this, pointer fingers up. Hands, palms together all the way up to the wrists like glue. Take a deep breath, stretch up. Go right and left a few times. Just a little reach up and to the right, up and to the left. Nice and easy, back and forth. Now, for the rest of the class, I want you to be only breathing by the nose and keep your breathing nice and smooth and even so you never hold your breath. That's the number one most important job. Okay, come back up, stop in the middle, everybody. We're going to set this up. Push your hips a little bit forward, body weight on the heels, arms back in, chin up. Try to eliminate any gap between arm biceps and the ears. Now, take a deep breath, suck in your stomach, try to touch the ceiling, slowly bend your upper body to the right side of the room. At the exact same time, push your hips to the left so you create a stretch all over the left side of the body, inside out, bones to the skin, all the way up to the fingertips. Now, when you push your hips forward, make sure you suck in your stomach. So you're trying to kind of squeeze the body in from front to back, nothing sticking out in front and nothing sticking out behind. Come down a little more, push your hips to the left, keeping the weight to the heels, and the left hip forward so both hips stay in one line parallel to the front edge of your mat. Bring the right shoulder, chest, armpit a little bit forward. That whole body part comes forward, and then try to stretch it out. So from the right rib cage up to the right elbow is stretching. That's it, and lengthening, Becky, very good. Now come down just a little more. Suck in your stomach. Very nice chin up, Cassandra. Come down, suck in your stomach. Push your hips a little bit more to the left. Inhale, breathing, come up. Chin up, arms back. So if you've got a mirror there, I want you to try to see your whole neck in the reflection. Hips forward, stomach in. Inhale, try to touch the ceiling, then slowly bend your upper body to the left. At the exact same time, push your hips to the right. Now, I want so much body weight on the heels, you guys, that you feel like you're almost going to fall down backwards. When you do this action, it will actually help you. Some could say it will force you to suck in the stomach and contract the hips and thighs correctly in the posture, but that it's good. That's a good kind of force we want in the practice in our bodies. Now push your hips a little bit to the right side, keeping the weight to the heels. Middle inner thighs pressed together. Now you have the lower body strong and contracted. I want you to take a deep breath. Lift up the breastbone. That's good, Dave. Chin up, arms back. Now as you come down more, keep your right hip forward. So both hips are in one line parallel to the mirror or front edge of the mat. And bring your left shoulder forward a little bit, opening up chest and rib cage. Come down, push, everyone, push. Suck in your stomach, push. Inhale, breathing, come up, stop in the middle. Next is a backward bend. So make sure you keep your eyes open, breathing nice and smooth. Everybody inhale, drop your head all the way back as far as it goes. Look for the floor behind you. Keep the breathing nice and steady. Nice head back, Madeline. Now keep the breathing normal and bring your arms back towards your ears as much as they will go. You start to bend at the neck, push the chin back. Now press your hands past the face so your elbows straighten and the shoulders start to stretch. Try to touch what you're looking at behind you. Total spine backward bending. Now take another deep breath, and as you exhale, push your hips forward. Push your stomach forward. Push your thighs forward. Maximum weight on the heels. Everybody reach back, arms back, way back, more back. Inhale, breathing. Come up. Stop in the middle. Take a deep breath. Try to touch the ceiling. Now everybody slowly come forward. Bend your knees as much as you need to. Put your hands on the floor in front of you. Take your time going from backward bending to forward bending. Spine is just warming up. Now, once you're touching the floor, you can do a little warm-up. Bend your right knee, then the left, right and left, right and left, just warming up your lower back. Now, as you exhale, sweep your hands around behind you and scoop up the heels from behind. Pinky fingers touching each other side by side. Elbows behind the legs, touching on the calf muscles throughout the posture. Now, pull on the heels to stretch your upper body down towards the floor. Stomach on the thighs, chest on the knees. Try to touch your face on the legs below the knees so you have no gap anywhere between your upper body and the legs. Pull on the heels continuously. Now roll the body weight forward, keeping the body weight across the base of the toes. Press your upper body to the legs. I want you to suck in the stomach, touch your forehead to the shins. And now when you exhale, press the knuckles and the base of the toes down. So the top of the head, that's it, Tammy, gets closer to the tops of the feet. Push the knees back. One more pull on the heels. Lock the knees. All right, now bring your hands back around in front of you. Interlace the fingers. Lift your arms, head, neck, and spine all up together. Inhale, try to touch the ceiling. Exhale, arms down to the sides. I know it's on some of your to-do lists to do a one-minute triangle by the end of the year. I don't know if it's on your list to do a one-minute half moon, but you're going to have done it 2 minutes from now. Okay? Okay. I got a clock here. So the main trick here is breathe smoothly and actually pretty slowly. All right, arms overhead. Get your grip, chin up. Take a deep breath, stretch up. Try to touch the ceiling. Right side bending, begin. Every time you inhale, expand the rib cage, especially the left side. Squeeze hands, reach out to the right. And then exhale slowly. Push your hips to the left. Weight to the heels. I'm now taking my fifth inhale, number five. Ten seconds left. Squeeze hands. Change. It flew by. Chin up, arms back, weight on the heels. Inhale, stretch up. Left side bending. Exhale slowly. Inhale deeply into the right rib cage. Exhale slowly. Weight to the heel, stomach in. Left armpit forward. One more exhale, come down, push, push, push. Inhale, come up. Backward bending, take a deep breath. Breathe very smoothly. Drop your head all the way back. This will be about 30 seconds. Just breathe nice and easy. Arms back, go back, way back. Change. Hands to the floor. Warm up if you need to. Exhale, stomach in, grab your heels. Pull, body to the legs, freeze. Bring your hands back around in front of you. Interlace hands. Lift your arms and head up. Come all the way up. Arms down to the sides. Stand tall. Woohoo, that was a good one. Awkward pose is next. Right foot step out to the right, please, 6 inches. Keep your heels invisible behind the toes. Inhale, breathing, arms up parallel to the floor. Tricep muscles contracted. All 5 fingers together on each hand. Now take a deep breath in. Exhale, breathing, stomach in. Go ahead, please. Sit down, feet flat, position. Maximum body weight on your heels. Stick your hips out behind you and then drop them down so the tops of the thighs are parallel to the floor. Make sure the feet are exactly parallel to each other, not turning in, not turning out. 6 inches all over between knees as well. Now suck in your stomach, tightening up. That's good sitting down, Cassandra. Now bring the whole upper body back. Lean back, way back. A little bit more. That's it, Sean. Now drop the hips once more in the chair. Inhale, breathing. Come up, please. Second part. Stand up on your tiptoes as high as you possibly can go. Suck in your stomach. Stretch your whole spine. Center of the chest and top of the head up towards the ceiling. Eyes focus one point in front of you. Now sit right down on the tops of the toes, immediately thighs parallel to the floor. Push your big toes down, heels up. Push the big toes down, knees up. Nice focus, Becky. Everyone's stomach and chest up looks good. And come up higher on the toes, everyone. Ankles press forward, upper body back. One more inch, hold it. Inhale, breathing, come up. Feet flat. Third part, come up just a little bit on your toes, everyone. Squeeze the knees together. Take a deep breath, stretch your whole spine. Straight up towards the ceiling. Sit down slowly, keeping the knees together all the way down. All the way down. Especially slow it down when the body starts to lose control, because that's where you need it. You will develop the most understanding and strength and healing at the points where initially you feel like you can't. You feel like it's too hard. You feel like, oh no. Okay, these are opportunities, truly, just on the level of the posture and your body. And way beyond. All right. Now keep the knees together. Press them down and forward. Inhale, slowly come up, leaning against the wall all the way up. Okay, right foot steps back to the left, arms down to the side. All right. I have a hard time saying the word physical or body because I think the separation is quite artificial. And so I feel weird when I even say, oh, on the physical level, because for that all to happen, you have to have had the awareness in your mind, right, when you're working on posture. So I don't know, either I have to have a disclaimer or just stop using the word altogether. All right, let's do second set. Feet 6 inches apart. I like human system because that encompasses everything. Arms up parallel to the floor. Exhale, stomach in, sit down, feet flat, position in the chair. Breathe smoothly. Heart rate will likely go up a little bit, but keep the breathing steady. Change, come up. Tippy tip, 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 tip toes. Focus 1 point, sit down 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, heels up, 4, 3, 2, 1, come up. Knees together. Inhale, stretch the spine up. Sit down slowly. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Lift up the chest. Suck in your stomach. Shoulders stay down. Face relaxed. Now let's do this together. Take a deep breath. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Eagle posture. Inhale, breathing arms over the head sideways. As you exhale, swing your right arm underneath the left arm. Cross again, grab your hands right in front of the face. Thumbs towards the face, pinky fingers on the outside. Pull your elbows down, suck in your stomach, sit down please, all the way. Weight on the heels, upper body back. Now lift your right leg as high as it will go over the left. Create pressure between the thighs. If the foot comes out or doesn't go behind yet, sit down a little lower. Pull your elbows straight down towards the belly button so shoulders drop down. Top knee to the right. Try to get wrists straight. That's a good alignment, Natalie, in the center. Now pull the elbows down so the shoulders drop down a little bit more. Upper body back at the end. Come up, please. Feet together. Inhale, arms over the head. Swing your left arm underneath the right arm. Cross again. Please grab your hands in front of the face. Suck in your stomach. Sit down in the chair. Bend your knees. Body weight on the heels. Upper body back. Now lift your left leg over the right as high as it will go. Try to create pressure between the thighs and sit down a little more. Hands directly in front of the mouth, just an inch or two away, not too far. That's it. Pull the elbows straight down. And top knee a little bit to the left. Hands in front of the mouth, try to get the left wrist straight. This will help you align hands, elbows, knees, and feet directly below the nose. Come up, please. Second set. Inhale, arms over the head. Right arm underneath the left. Pull the elbows straight down, stomach in. Bend your knees, sit down, please. Try to stay all the way down there in your imaginary chair. Right leg over the left. Lift up the chest. Suck in your stomach. Keep the body weight back to your heel, hips behind you, even when you bring upper body back. Change. Inhale, arms up. Left arm under. Pull the elbows down, sit down. Stay down there, upper body back. Lift the left leg, cross and twist. Pull the elbows straight down, chest up. Knees to the left, but the bottom knee points straight ahead, please. Change. All right, standing head to knee pose. After, we'll have a little party. I can't figure out who we lost. Somebody we lost at the beginning of awkward pose. I don't know who it was. Well, I'm glad all of you are still here. It's very good. All right. You guys ready? Looks great so far. Yay. All right, standing head to knee pose. Start with your feet together, please. Toes and heels touching. Body weight on the left foot. Pick up the right foot in front of you. All 10 fingers included with the grip. Hello, Nadia. If you can't reach the foot, just round the spine and reach for it. All right. Wow, Matt. I want a video of that. That was amazing. Wow. I hope you can repeat that. It's burned forever in my mind. So much energy. He was like, let's do it. It's like a football play. Right leg lift up slowly, gently, until the entire right leg is parallel to the floor. Now concentrate on your breathing. Standing leg solid, concrete, unbroken. Concentrate on your smooth breathing in and out by the nose. Once your leg is up, kick the heel forward as you suck in your stomach. So you create a stretch all over underneath the right leg. That's very good, Amy. Top of the right thigh will be contracted when you get the right leg locked. And if you can balance there, slowly bring your elbows down, touching the sides of the calf muscle. Now, if you happen to fall or wobble, just stand again on one leg. That's it, Nadia. Eventually, elbows will go down below the calf muscle. Drop the shoulders, suck in your stomach, kick the heel forward, and freeze. Very nice. Change again. Straighten the arms. Bend the right knee, feet together. The main thing is your concentration, you guys. All the body parts will follow you. All right, take a nice deep breath as you exhale, round the spine forward, pick up the left foot in front of you. Rounding the spine, please, standing on one leg. Pick something to look at. If you don't have a mirror there, pick something about where your knee of the standing leg would be. And the eyes really do not need to change. Even if you wobble and fall, try to keep your eyes locked, just like your leg is locked. Distribute the weight equally all over the right foot. Then as you inhale, very slowly, gently, left leg lift up and stretch forward. That's good, Jess. Upper body up just a little bit as you lift the leg. Very nice, Resham. Kick the heel forward, sucking in the stomach. Turn all five toes back and try to get both legs locked. Capital letter L shape upside down with the legs. Once you can get both legs locked and balance comfortably, that's it, Sean. Chest up, shoulders down. There you go. Then press elbow points down, sucking in the stomach in order to bring elbows down. Kick the heel forward, turn the five toes back. Hold for 3, suck in your stomach. 2, breathing normally. 1. Very nice. Take your time to get out of it. Arms straight. Bend the knee, feet together. All right, let's try the second set, everybody. Take a nice inhale. Exhale, pick up the right foot, and you can go ahead. Once you have the foot in your hands, right leg lift up. Go to your limit, and then hold. Change. Left side, left leg lift up. Go ahead once you have the foot. Change. I was laughing to myself. I think I respond positively to pressure. because I had my head on my knee with the mask and a headset, and you guys up there, and I'm just so happy that we can do this. It's a good kind of pressure, because we're doing this good stuff together, you know. So I guess I'm saying thank you for needing this, because you needing it makes me do it, and oh my goodness. Let's do standing head to knee. Do you want to do a third set? Matt says no, and he did a cool move, so he wins the vote. Right hand up in front of you. Turn it out. Grab the right ankle from the inside. You didn't know that was going to have that kind of power, did you? Grab the ankle from the inside, left arm up in front of you. We'll do three sets of this one instead. Take a deep breath. Try to touch the ceiling. Go ahead. Charge your upper body forward on the left. At the same time, kick your right leg back and then straight up. So first you push the knee and thigh back, then press the foot, ankle, and right hand straight up towards the ceiling. Focus one point in front of you, straight out, and reach. Try to touch the wall with all five fingertips. I want it nice and strong all the way to the end point. There you go, Elia. Now kick up a little more. Very nice, Cassandra. Bring your upper body down. That's good, Becky. You can turn your upper body to the right a little bit. Let the right shoulder drop down, turn back, and relax. Good. Then charge forward and kick equally the same. That's good, Anne. Go for it. Reach forward. Push the fingertips forward. Try to fall forward, then kick for 3, 2. Body down and kick. Fingers, Nadia. Not so pretty, please. Stretch and stretch. Okay, you got it. Change. Those are beautiful dance hands, but I want like this. Okay, left hand up. Turn it out. Grab the left ankle from the inside. Bring your right arm up in front of you. Looks good, Natalie. Good shoulders already. Right shoulder up, you guys. Even more, Jess. Reach up. Try to touch the ceiling. Begin. Charge your upper body forward. The entire right side of the body. Good, Nadia. All the way from your hip or pelvis to the fingertips. Stretch. So right armpit, right tricep, right chest. I want you to stretch forward. That's nice, Amy. Now kick up a little more. Left shoulder back, right shoulder forward. Very good. More body weight to the base of the toes. Charging forward will do that. So charge forward so you almost fall forward, but then kick up a little bit more. Take a deep breath. Turn your upper body to the left. Left shoulder back, right shoulder forward. Bring shoulder to chin, Janella. Chin to the, yep, shoulder to chin. Kick up a little bit more, everybody. 3, kick up. 2, kick a little bit harder. 1. All right, change again. Feet together, arms down. Number 2, standing bowl pulling pose. Right hand up and out. Grab the right ankle. Hold from the inside. Left arm up in front of you, please. Palm forward. Take a deep breath. 20 counts. 19, kick back. 18. 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12. Take a deep breath. 10, 9, 8, 7, come down. 6, 5, kick up more. 4, 3, keep kicking. 2, 1. Left hand up, turn it out. Grab your ankle. Right arm up in front. Inhale, try to touch the ceiling. Begin. 20, 19, 18, 17, 15, 14, 12, 11, 9, 8, 7, 6, 4, come down, 2, keep kicking, 1. For the third one, it'll be 15 counts, but it will be quiet. Okay? Right hand up. Grab the right ankle. Left arm up. Inhale. Begin. change. Left side, please. Right arm up. Inhale. Begin 15. Change. Balancing stick pose. You can step to the back of the mat. Feet together. Inhale, breathing arms over the head. Get your grip, please. All 10 fingers interlace, release pointer fingers. Chin up, arms and head together. Step onto your right foot, please. Lock both legs. Inhale, breathing. Calm down. Bring your upper body down. Left leg up. Sole of the foot facing exactly the ceiling. Very nice. Good shoulders raised. Stretch forward. Look forward. Chin forward. Stretch. Inhale, breathing. Come up. Keep your arms with your ears, chin up. Inhale, step forward onto the left foot. Lock both legs. Squeeze hands together. Just come down. Upper body down. Keep the chin away from the chest. A little more, Sean. Look forward. Good, Natalie. Come down, leg up. Now suck in your stomach. I want you to firm up the muscles right above the left hip joint, right at the abdomen. Suck it in, tightening up. Stretch forward and stretch back equally the same. Inhale, breathing. Come up. Take a deep breath. Arms down to the sides. Second set. Arms overhead sideways. Inhale. Stand on the right foot. Lock both legs. Come down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 5, 4, 2, 1. Change. Left foot. Come down. 10, 9, 8, 5, 4, 2, 1, come up, arms down, next is a bonus posture, it's called split arm balancing stick. I'm going to teach it and do it. Don't do that at home, please. Okay. Arms overhead. We start in balancing stick. Now just cross your thumbs. Step onto the right foot. Now get your body in your best balancing stick for a few seconds. Keep everything where it is, but bring the arms straight down so the palms are still together. So now you're pointing towards the floor. Thumbs are still crossed. Now you split the arms up like full locust pose and look up, look forward at your standing knee or at your face and bring the left leg up higher and higher. Both arms up, abdomen down to the right thigh, arms up, left leg up in the air. And then you come up. That's fun. Okay. Stand on the left foot. Inhale. Start balancing stick. Come down. Palms together, thumbs crossed. And then continue. The arms go straight down so you're pointing towards the floor. Now split the arms out and up like full locust. That's the airplane one. Bring the right leg higher and higher. Bring both arms higher. Chin up, look forward, arms up, right leg up, body down, leg up, arms up. Change. Arms down to the side. OK, Okay, now you can step to the left side of the mat. Standing separate, leg stretching. Feet together. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways. Hands, palms together. Big step out to the right. Arms parallel to the floor. Take a nice deep breath. Push both hips forward, arms back. Inhale, lift up the chest. Turn your right toes all the way out to the right. Sorry, never mind. Stretch up. Come forward. I was thinking about singing to Cassandra in triangle pose. That's what happened. All right. Thank you, Elia. Stretch forward and then down. Grab the heels. Very nice. If you can't grab heels, grab outsides of the feet. If you have the heels and you're going to pull, make sure legs are locked. Upper thighs contract, lower thighs contract right above the kneecaps too. Pull on the heels to stretch your body down. Elbows bend. Try to touch your forehead to the floor right between the feet. Tammy, that looks great. Really good. Now take the breastbone and try to lengthen it out away from the pelvis. There you go. Exactly. Stretching the spine down. Hold it. Excellent. Everyone bring your arms out, head up. Slowly stand up. Inhale, right foot back to the left, arms over the head, arms down to the side. I was trying to think, are we going to do three sets of triangle? Let's do the second set together, arms overhead. Big step out to the right, arms parallel to the floor. Take a slightly wider step. If you did not touch the head to the floor, now lock the leg, stretch the spine up and forward. Reach out to the sides of the room. Bring the upper body down. Grab outside of the heels if possible. If you can't grab there, you can grab the outsides of the feet. You can slide the fingertips underneath the toes or even put your hands on the floor in front of you. Legs locked, then pull on the heels. Stretch the body down and hold it. To change, bring your head up and arms out. And pick the head up. Come up slowly. Feet to the place, arms overhead and arms down. Triangle pose. Inhale, arms over the head sideways. Right foot step out to the right. Big step. Arms parallel to the floor, palms face down. Now take a deep breath. Push both hips forward as much as you can, arms back. Inhale, now lift up the center of the chest. Turn your right toes all the way out to your right. You can bend your right knee, sit down all the way until the right thigh is parallel to the floor. Now, palms forward. Take a deep breath, tilt your upper body to the right side. Right arm comes down, left arm up. Very nice. Push the right knee back so you're aiming to touch between the big and second toe. Turn your head to the left, chin to the left shoulder to get exactly the profile of your face visible from the front. Suck in your stomach, sit down more. Bring the ponytail back part of your head over the bottom shoulder. That's the right way, just keep turning and twisting the head. Now upper body up. I want you to push the right foot very firmly to the floor so you can sit down more. Touch your toes. Inhale, breathing, come up. Stop in the middle. Take a deep breath, push your hips forward, arms back. Inhale, lift up the chest, turn your left toes all the way out. As soon as the foot is turned, you can sit down. Bend your left knee. You can bounce a couple of times. Try to get the thigh parallel to the floor, upper body upright. Good setup, Natalie, on this side. Now go ahead, tilt your upper body left side, left arm down, right arm up. Push the knee back. At the same time you push the knee back, push the hips forward. In other words, try to get the hips underneath the upper body, even though the upper body is out to the left. I want everything in one line from the side, same principle as tree pose, same principle as half moon pose. Upper body stays lifted, so you have a big gap triangle, that's it, Ramit, between left thigh and left armpit, a nice big space. So push the left foot firmly to the floor, sit down a little more, try to touch your toes. Inhale, breathing, come up, stop in the middle, left toes turn in. Inhale, right foot back to the left, arms over the head, arms down to the side. Second set is going to be Cassandra's birthday set. Has anyone had a birthday in the last week or coming up that may have been missed? Because we could sing on both sides. Okay, just checking. I'll teach you the first set. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways. Big step out to the right, arms parallel to the floor. Third set is the mystery set. I'll tell you what it is when we're about to do it. Take a deep breath. Push the hips forward, arms back. This won't be a long one. Inhale, lift up the chest. Turn your right foot all the way out to the right. Bend your right knee, sit down. Arms back. Now flip the palms forward, chin to the left shoulder. Go ahead, push the chin with the shoulder so you get right into triangle pose. Arms, head, neck, and spine all move as one piece. That's really good sitting down in the setup, Natalie. Then the hip tends to come up just a little bit. There, okay. Just make sure you're pushing the right foot very firmly to the floor. And outer left hip, outer left thigh contract, that's the straight leg lock. Now turn and twist, everyone. Sit down a little more. Ponytail just comes around over right shoulder. Keep going. Suck in your stomach. Sit down. Touch the toes. All right, you guys, come up. That was good. Turn the right toes forward. Now we're going to sing to Cassandra once we get into it. So push the hips forward, arms back. Lift up your chest. Turn the left toes all the way out. Good arms and hips. Elia, sit down in the chair. Keeping the spine straight and upright in the middle, all the way down. Palms forward, chin to the right shoulder. Go ahead, please push the chin with the shoulder. So you're in triangle pose. Arms, head, neck, and spine move all together. Upper body back and a little bit. Now, everyone inhale, breathing, and we'll sing. Happy birthday to you. Deep breath in. Happy birthday to you. A little bit louder, my friends. Happy birthday, dear Cassandra. Big inhale. Happy birthday to you. All right, come on up. That was lovely. Turn the feet in. Feet back to the place, arms overhead, and arms down to the side. All right, thanks for the heart. All right, guess what's next? A suggestion was put out there, Savasana. Hey, look, if that's what's needed, you do what's needed. Triangle number 3, 1 minute timer. It feels so good. You know what it will do? It'll force you to slow down your breathing because then you won't hate it. If you slow down your breathing, you won't hate a minute in triangle. If you're huffing and puffing, you'll probably hate it. So I give you some options. Inhale, arms over the head. Big step out to the right. Hips forward, arms back. Turn the right toes. Sit down. Palms forward, chin, shoulder. Inhale, breathing. Begin. Take a deep breath. Suck in your stomach. Push both feet firmly into the floor. Ponytail over the right shoulder. Halfway. Left hand up, right hand down. Ten seconds left. Take a deep breath. Change. Hips forward, arms back. Lift up the chest, turn your left toes. Sit down. Begin. Slow the breathing. Right leg locked. Push the left foot down harder. Ponytail over left shoulder. Chin towards the back wall. Halfway. Take a deep breath, push the feet down. Try to touch your toes. Right shoulder up, left shoulder down. Change. Standing separate leg, head to knee. Inhale. Arms overhead sideways. Hands, palms together, just cross your thumbs. Right foot step out 3 feet minimum. Turn on your heels. Face the right side of the room. Turn your back foot in 45 degrees. Left hip forward. Very nice, Mendy boys, you look great. Inhale, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling. Begin, tuck your chin to the chest. Look at your stomach and round the spine. Try to get your forehead to the right knee. If you can't get the forehead to the knee, bend your right knee and bring it to the forehead. Stretch the hands forward in front of your right foot. Push your fingertips into the floor. Wrists and elbows straight. Keep the back leg locked. Back heel pressing on the floor. Eyes open, throat compressed. Breathing always normal. Now keeping the chin tucked, lock the front leg a couple of times. Inhale, come up slowly. Once you're standing all the way up, turn all the way around 185 degrees. Make sure you turn enough. Turn your back foot in 45 degrees. Right hip forward, so both hips are in one line. There you go. Now inhale, stretch up. Try to touch the ceiling. Begin. Tuck your chin to the chest. Look at your stomach. Exhale, round the spine. Try to touch your forehead now to the left knee, which is in front of you. If you cannot get the forehead to the knee, bend your knee up until it touches with the forehead. And stretch the hands forward just in front of the front foot. Push your fingertips into the floor, wrists and elbows straight. You can try to get a little more body weight to the front foot so you can get the right hip down and forward, left hip up. That will give you, in time, 2 hips in one line parallel to the floor. Now keeping the chin tucked, lock the front leg. Inhale, slowly come up, keeping the right hip forward until you're standing. Good. Turn and face the front now. Starting position, right foot back to the left and arms down to the side. Second set, let's practice together. Arms over the head. Palms together, cross your thumbs. Step wider than the mat. Pretty wide step, almost as big as triangle. Turn on your heels. Face the side of the room. Left hip forward. Begin, please. Tuck your chin to the chest. Look up towards the chest or abdomen, please, not the floor. Change. Turn all the way around. Inhale, try to touch the ceiling. Begin. Make sure 2 heels are in one line. And that line will be parallel to the edge of the mat. Change. Face the front. Feet together, arms down. All right, next is tree pose. Stand in, on your mat where you started. Toes on the line where you did pranayama, deep breathing. All right, feet together, everybody. Bring your right heel as high as it will go on the left thigh. Sole of the foot facing the ceiling. Grab the front of your ankle with the right hand and grab underneath at the toes with your left. Try to get the heel all the way to the top of the thigh. Once you can get it there, very slowly and gently bring the right knee down and push it back to get 2 knees in one line parallel to the front edge of the mat. Now suck in your stomach, stand up as tall as you can. Standing leg locked. Lift up the chest, drop the shoulders, and you can bring the right hand in front of the chest. Now, if your foot doesn't slide at all, you can bring the other hand up, palms together. But if your foot is slipping a little bit, please hold on to the foot with your left hand. Stretch both sides of the waist up, both armpits up. Shoulders stay down, though. Very nice, you guys. Right foot down, arms down for a moment. Left leg lift up. Grab the front of your ankle with the left hand. Grab underneath at the toes with your right. If the knee bothers you at all, bring the knee up higher and out to the side as much as you need to. Once the heel's all the way to the top of the thigh, then very slowly and gently, you can push the left knee down and back. Hips a little forward. Looks good. Now lock the standing leg. Make it solid like a lamppost. Inhale, stand up a little taller. Chest up, stomach in. First the left hand in front of the chest. Now if the foot doesn't slip or slide at all, you can bring the other hand up, palms together. If the foot is slipping, continue to hold the foot, please. Very nice. Change. Put the left foot down, arms down, and we'll do toe stand next. Start in tree pose, everybody, together. Right heel as high as it will go on the left thigh. And do your tree pose for a few seconds. And then bring your upper body forward. Now make sure you only come forward if the heel stays in the top 5 or 6 inches of your left thigh. If it's sliding down or slipping off, just wait until it stays, please, until you come forward. If you can touch the floor, shift your body weight to the fingertips. Sit down on your heel. Bring the arms around to the sides of the body, balancing on the fingertips. Right toes point to your left, right knee down. Two knees in one line, parallel to the floor. Then stretch your whole spine up towards the ceiling, chest up, stomach in. Left hand up in front of the chest. Push both knees down, chest up. If you can balance, bring the right hand up. Change hands to the floor in front of you. Push your hips up first, then stand up. Finishing tree pose. Change right foot down, arms down. Left leg lift up. Heel to the top of the right thigh. Look at the floor and slowly bring the upper body forward. Once you can touch the floor, shift the body weight to the fingertips, lower the hips down. If you can sit down comfortably, arms are onto the sides of the body. Left toes point to your right, left knee down, then press both knees down, chest up. Right hand up, left hand up. Toe stand, you can come up. Stand up in tree pose. Tree pose, change. All right, time for Savasana. You can set up your mat and camera so I can see you. Best is if I can see you from the side view, but if that's not possible, if I'm looking at your head down, that's fine too. That looks good, Becky. Yeah, if you can just scoot it, Anne, a little closer to the edge, if you have... That'll do if you can't. I can see most of your mat, Anne. That's good. Becky, that looks great. Excellent. Now, start with your heels together. Relax your legs completely. That looks great, Cheryl. Relax your feet and ankles. Relax your hips and thighs. And start with your arms next to you, close in. Palms facing up. Relax everything in the arms. Head is on straight, not turned. I meant that literally, Cassandra. All right. So if your head wants to turn to one side or the other, just have the chin going straight up. Now relax abdominal wall. That's your belly. Breathe in and out by your nose. And you just kind of observe your breathing. Sense whether you're breathing in or breathing out. Let everything completely relax. Let's begin. Wind removing pose, first floor posture, Pavana Muktasana, right leg lift up. Grab your leg exactly 2 inches below the knee, all 10 fingers interlaced, thumbs crossed. Pull your right knee towards your right shoulder, avoiding the rib cage, elbows in close to the sides of the body. Pull your knee straight down. If your left calf muscle is not on the floor, flex your left foot back from the ankle. Suck your stomach in, slowly bring the chin down towards your chest. Eventually, back of the neck will be flat on the floor. Pull just a little harder, please, and freeze right there. Change, right leg down, arms down, left leg lift up. Interlace all 10 fingers, cross your thumbs. Pull your left knee towards the left shoulder. Elbows in close to the sides of the body. If the right calf muscle is not on the floor, then flex the foot back from the ankle. The leg you're pulling on, though, I want you to relax it completely. Suck in your stomach, slowly bring the chin down towards your chest. Eventually, back of the neck will flatten. That's good, Tammy, with the chin tucked. Now, bring the right shoulder down a little bit. There you go. So pull with the arm, bicep, and the grip, but not shoulder. So shoulders stay down away from the ears and both shoulders down towards the floor. Very nice. Change. Left leg lower down, arms down for a moment. Now, immediately bring both knees up tightly into the chest. Grab for your elbows each other a couple of inches below the knees. Get a nice tight grip, compact position, feet side by side, ankles on cross. Then slowly, but firmly, continuously, chin down towards your chest. Look down towards the knees, and then eventually you see down the center line of the chest. Suck in your stomach. Eventually, as the spine improves, as the hips improve, the entire spine will be flat on the floor. Very nice. Everybody change, arms and legs down. Now you relax in Savasana for about 20 seconds. Let's do second set together. Right leg lift up. Interlace your fingers. Pull your right knee towards the right shoulder. Elbows in close. Chin down towards the chest. Pull and freeze. Concentrate on your breathing. The breathing is unique in every single posture, but always normal. Change. Left leg lift up. We'll have to bring back normal into the dictionary. But what normal means here with your breathing is in by the nose, out by the nose. Eventually, after you've been practicing a while, your breathing is quite slow. But you don't have to force it. At the beginning, just keep it going by the nose. Pull a little harder, freeze. Change left leg down. You remember that Justin Timberlake thing, bring sexy back? Wasn't that a thing? That we could bring normal back. Both legs lift up. Grab for your elbows. Couple of inches below the knees, nice tight grip. Bring your head back down. Chin towards the chest, keeping your head on the floor. Suck in your stomach. Shoulders stay away from the ears. Change, Savasana. So lie down, heels together, arms down. Inhale, breathing. Exhale, breathing. All right, let's do a sit-up, everyone. Feet together, flex, arms over the head, cross your thumbs, take a deep breath. Now sit up, grab your toes, then exhale, head to the knees. Next is cobra pose. Please turn around, lie down on your belly, on the front side of the body. Hands underneath the chest. All 10 fingers pointing straight ahead. Not turning in, not turning out. Middle fingertips in line with tops of the shoulders. And pinky fingers in line with deltoids or outsides of the shoulders. Glue the hands, palms firmly to the floor. Good. Now legs and feet together, hips contracted. Inhale, breathing. Press your hands down, lift your upper body up. You could, Cheryl and Tammy, slide your hands 1 inch closer to your feet. Right there, Cheryl's good. Okay. Push the palms down, but I want you to use your hip strength, your leg strength, and your back strength to backward bend the spine. So make sure you're squeezing upper inner thighs together, pressing the feet to the floor. Now push the hands down so you can bring the chest entirely off the floor. I want belly button touching the floor. Rest of the upper body in there. Now stay here and figure out the breathing. Inhale, chin up. Drop the shoulders, Tammy, away from the ears. Lift up center of the chest, collarbones, and neck. Good. Change again. Bring the chin to the floor. Arms down to your sides. Turn your head to the right. Completely relax. Second set, chin on the floor, bring your hands underneath the chest. Set up everything the same. All five fingers together. Elbows sticking up in the air, quite high in the setup. Lock the legs, inhale, everybody lift up. Change, chin on the floor, bring your arms down, turn your head to the left. Next is locust pose, turn your hands over, palms down. Slide your arms underneath you until the pinky fingers are touching each other side by side. Rest of the fingers spread apart completely. Now, chin forward, look forward. Lock your right leg, lift up the right leg, come up to a 45-degree angle. Looks great, Becky. Push the hands down. Keep the knees straight, toes pointed. Bring the leg up a little bit higher, everybody. Try to flatten the arms, elbows, shoulders, collarbone. Eventually, neck will be flat on the floor. Change, right leg down. That's the idea. Chin as far forward as it will go. Lift up the left leg, please. Knees straight, toes pointed. Make sure you do not turn the head to the side. Look straight ahead, chin forward. Your neck is in a wonderful backward bend. Push the arms flatter to the floor, Tammy, all the way to shoulders, elbows, wrists, palms, as much as you can. Hold it. Change. Left leg lower down. Now, please turn your head in so the mouth is on the towel. Readjust your hands a little bit closer to each other, arms a little straighter. Now, again, make sure you do not turn your head to the side. Just have your mouth on the towel, please, and both legs lift up. Everybody come up. 10 counts only, 9. 8, little bit higher, 7, looks good, Cassandra, 6, come up more, 5, 4, push the arms down, 3, upper thighs, squeeze and lift, 1, change again, lower the legs, take your arms out, completely relax them, turn your head to your right, let's do second set, please turn your hands over, palms down, slide your arms underneath you. Look forward. Right leg locked. Lift up, everybody. 10, 9, 8. Little higher. Change. Chin forward. Left leg lift up. 10, 9. Come up. Change. Turn your head in, mouth on the towel. I got to move the mic, so I'll just speak aloud. Mouth on the towel. Readjust arms, and we'll begin for 15. Change. Everybody change. Look to your left. Next is full locust, Pranasalabhasana. Chin on the floor. Bring your arms out to the sides like airplane wings. All five fingers together. Now remember earlier in class, you were doing this posture, but standing on one leg. Now, piece of cake, right? You could just lie down and lift everything up. Go ahead, arms, head, chest, and legs lift up. Keeping the legs and feet together. That's it, Amy, very nice. Arms up, fingertips in line with top of your head. Now, inhale, lift your chin up. Looks good, Cassandra. Inhale, lift up collarbones and neck. Lift up the legs. Now figure out the breathing for five. You can do it. Four. Three. Take a deep breath. Two. Exhale. Come all the way up. One. Change again, please. Chin, arms, and legs on the floor. Bring your arms down next to you. Turn your head to the right. Completely relax. Becky, I have a disclaimer for you. I'm hardly teaching this class. When you take your next class, you have a next one you can take because you got this one, buy one, get one. I'll actually teach you guys. This is not what it's, I'm like just trying to get, you know, everything, which is so nice. I'm so glad to be with you guys. This is really nice to practice and teach, but it's not the norm. So I can't wait to see you again. And then I can really, really do the normal. Second set, chin on the floor, arms out. All five fingers together. Now, I want your legs to be just like cobra pose. And cobra pose, you don't have two legs, you just have one, so they can't separate into two. Inhale, breathing, lift all the way up. 20, 19, 18. Twelve, 11. Legs up. Chest up. Take one more inhale. Exhale, come all the way up. And then change. Come down. Turn your head to the left. Next is bow pose, chin on the floor, bend your knees, hold the feet from the outside, just below the toes. All five fingers together. Wrist straight. Grab the feet firmly so the elbows and shoulders can relax completely. Inhale, breathing, begin. Kick up and look up. Make sure that you kick continuously. It can be slow, but kick without intermission. Now look up towards the ceiling, knees up. Press your hands and feet up towards the ceiling. Now roll forward. I want you to try to stay on your abdomen, forward of the hips. That's it, Nadia. Now bring the feet half inch closer to each other. Bring the knees 1 inch closer to each other. Everybody look up, knees, ribs, and face all the way up towards the ceiling. Change, come down, looks good. Arms down next to you, turn your head to the right. Completely relax. Second set, bend your knees, hold your feet from the outside. Squeeze your feet pretty tightly, wrist straight. We'll do 30 seconds. Begin, please. Kick up and look up. Eyeballs up. Look up to the ceiling. Kick a little more. Five, four, three, keep kicking. Two, one, change. All right, fixed firm pose. Come up to the top of the mat. Sit on your heels, knees and feet together. Rest here for a second if you need. Lift up your hips. Separate your feet just as wide as the outside of the hips. Main thing is that your feet go straight back. They never turn out to the side, okay? Lower your hips down towards the floor. If your knees or feet hurt at all, you can separate the knees if that helps. Now, if you're sitting comfortably on the floor all the way down, put your hands on the soles of the feet. Lean back onto the elbows one at a time. Right elbow touches the floor, left elbow touches the floor. Head, back of the head, eventually shoulders. Whole upper body relax on the floor. Now, if your knees or feet hurt too much when you go back, just go less. You can just sit upright. The feet will settle. They'll stretch in time. You just need to repeat it. If you're all the way back, grab your elbows each other. Pull your forearms into the floor and tuck your chin down towards the chest. Lift up the chest and abdomen, creating a perfect human bridge. Make sure the knees stay down so you don't have to go all the way back. If knees feel all right, you can bring the knees a little bit closer to each other. Good. Hands back to the soles of the feet. With help of the elbows, come back up in the middle. Chest up and chin comes down last. Good. Turn around, relax on your back. Let's do the sit-up. Feet together, flex, lock your legs, arms over the head. Take a deep breath. Sit up, please grab the toes. Exhale, breathing. Head to the knees. Second set. You can do it again. You never, ever, ever need to force the posture. Just try the beginning part of it and wait. Your body is going to let you do things when it is ready. It has its time that it needs to heal. So if you can't sit down all the way, just try sitting down halfway. All right? If you can sit down, then you go to the next step. It's kind of like building a skyscraper, you know? You have to dig the foundation and build a basement and the first floor, and I don't even know what all goes into it, but it's pretty complicated. And sometimes in the postures, we're trying to like build a seventh or eighth story floating in the air because the foundation's not ready yet. So if you just work on the foundation and the base of it, then you can go from there. And by listening to the instruction, and I'll help you, of course, you'll understand, okay, I'm just on level 1, 2, 3. I don't need to go to floor 45 yet. All right, everybody come up, hands to the feet. Turn around, relax on your back. But if you work on it a little bit each day, right? If you keep on working on the foundation or the first floor, second floor, wherever you're at, right? If you work on it a little bit every single day, then the building is getting built, the healing is happening, the strength is happening. So the more regular you can be, the quicker things will go. However, you still have to give the system its own time. We cannot decide when something is going to be ready. Now, we can decide to try hard and focus and be determined. That's wonderful. But even while we're being totally determined in that way, we also just have to wait for other things to be ready. So it's kind of cool. Feet together, flex, arms over the head, take a deep breath. Sit up, grab the toes, exhale, double jerk head to the knees. Next is half tortoise posture. Sit down on your heels towards the back of your mat. No gap underneath ankles. Take a deep breath. Bring your arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Cross your thumbs. Take a deep breath. Try to touch the ceiling. Keep your chin up and bring the upper body forward. Forehead to the floor in front of you. Side edges of the pinky fingers touching the floor. And hips as close to the heels as you can get them. So if one or both knees limit you, just get your hips as low as possible. Do not worry about the forehead on the floor. It's more important that you stretch from fingertips all the way down to the lower spine. So press the palms together, and pressing the hips back towards the feet, stretch your arms forward. Wrists in the air, good arms, Becky, good shoulders. If the knee allows you, just keep pushing hips towards the heels. Now stay here, everyone. Take a few deep breaths, maintaining depression of the abdominal wall and creating tremendous and wonderful expansion of the rib cage. Excellent for your lungs. Now inhale, breathing, come up, arms and head together. Inhale, try to touch the ceiling. Exhale, arms down to the side. Very nice. Turn around as soon as you can. Relax on your back again. Feet together, flex arms over the head. Take a deep breath and hold it in and sit up. Please grab the toes. Exhale forcefully by the mouth, head to the knees. All right, second set, half tortoise posture. Sit on your heels at the back of the mat, stomach in. Arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Just the thumbs crossed this time, fingers straight. Come forward, keeping the chin up, please. Suck in your stomach. Stretch the body, whole body forward towards the mirror. Put your forehead on the floor if possible. Even if the forehead doesn't touch the floor, though, pinky finger edges can touch the floor. Press your hips as close as possible to the heel, stomach in. Now take a few deep breaths, holding the stomach in. So you feel eventually the rib cage expanding. Look forward towards your hands even though you can't see them. Inhale, breathing, come up. Turn around, relax on your back. You guys are doing great. Very nice practice. It amazes me still that we're mostly holding still. We do things to get into the postures, and we have to contract muscles. And, you know, a lot of stuff is happening on the inside, but most of the time, and what you try for as you practice more is more and more stillness during each posture and while not in each posture. In the in-between moments, you develop more stillness. Feet together, flex, legs locked, arms over the head. Inhale, breathing, hold it in. Sit up, grab the toes. Exhale, head to the knees. All right, next is camel pose. Everyone, stand up on your knees at the top of the mat. 6 inches between your knees, 6 inches between your feet. Put your hands on the hips like they're in the back jeans pockets, or you can put them up a little higher on your lower spine. Take a deep breath, push your hips forward towards your mirror there, and then drop the head back as far as it goes. Bend your entire spine, as much of it as you can. Rich, that's very nice, buddy. Keep the breathing smooth. Very good. Eyes open and mouth closed. Now, if you can stay back halfway breathing normally, bring your right hand only down to the right heel, keeping both feet on the floor. Then left hand down, grab the left heel. If you can't reach the heels, please keep your hands on the hips, all right? Make sure you can see about halfway down the wall behind you before you put hands down. Now, everyone, take a deep breath. And then exhale, push your hips forward, push your stomach forward, push your thighs forward. Look all the way back behind you. Keep pushing hips forward. Very nice back bend, Becky. Bring your hands one at a time back up to the hips, please. Inhale, push your hips forward, chest up, spine straight in the middle. Chin comes down last. Turn around, relax on your back. Nadia, did you have a question, my dear? No? Okay. Did you want to tell me how much you love camel posture? That's okay, either way. All of the responses that you might have to a certain posture or to this class as a whole are as they should be, okay? If you can just step outside of it, look at it, keep practicing, you're going to go through a lot of different things in various postures and in various years of your practice. This is all to be expected. It's all part of the program when you do yoga. You go through life with yoga by your side, inside, outside, it's all around you. Feet together, flex, lock your legs, arms over the head, take a deep breath, sit up, grab the toes. Exhale, head to the knees. All right, second set, camel posture. I'm going to practice with you, so I'll set it up with you, and then it's going to be a little bit quiet. Stand up on the knees, 6 inches all over between the legs. Put your hands up on the hips. Take a deep breath. Push your hips forward. Drop the head back and go ahead. You can either keep hands on the hips or bring the hands down to the heels. Breathe by your nose. Always normal. Very smooth. Change. Turn around, relax on your back. It feels so good. When you learn how to relax in a backward bend, at first, part of your system might be freaking out a little bit, okay? That's normal. So you might say, what is she talking about? It feels good. I can't breathe. I'm freaking out. That's okay. It's a normal part of backward bending. But as you keep practicing, you move through that and it changes. Then one day you feel so relaxed, even while you're looking for your feet behind you. We're going to do a wonderful bonus third set of camel posture, feet together, flex, arms overhead, inhale, sit up. All right, of course I'll do it with you. Knees 6 inches apart, feet 6 inches apart. Hands on the hips or lower spine. Inhale, push hips forward, lift up. The whole torso, imagine you're going up and over a huge barrel behind you. Go ahead, please. Breathe smoothly by the nose, eyes open. Change. Relax on your back. Let's do the sit-up. Feet together, flex, arms overhead. Inhale as much as you can, sit up. Exhale, breathing, head to the knees. Next is rabbit posture. Sit on your heels at the back of your mat. Grab the soles of your feet. Thumbs on the outside. So start with your palms facing forward, and then you just slide your hands around so you can grab feet here. Now tuck your chin to the chest. Look at your stomach. Exhale, round the spine forward. Touch your forehead to the knees. Automatically, the top of your head touches the floor. Now, make sure you have a really good grip on your heels. Lift your hips up away from your feet until the arms are straight. So you're going to roll forward like a wheel. Just make sure your head does not turn. So make sure you are looking between your knees, not to the sides. That looks good, Cheryl. Push hands down. Lift your hips up. Nice one, Jess. Now, suck in your stomach, everyone. Squeeze your heels in towards each other. Nice rabbit posture, Becky. Keep squeezing heels and pressing feet and ankles down. Suck in your stomach. Lift up your hips. Change, please. These are nice, you guys. Come back up. Head up. Turn around. Relax on your back. That posture, every posture has a list of particular things it does physiologically that we know of. Probably lots of things we don't know of yet, but each one has a list of things we do know. This one is really good for your spine when you're growing and when you're not growing, but especially when you are. It's also very good for the head, the sinus cavities in particular, and the muscles along the back of the skull and neck. So, I mean, we all need some of that. All those parts need maintenance and tuning, yes? Feet together, flex, legs locked, arms over the head, take a deep breath in. Sit up, grab the toes, exhale. Head to the knees. Second set, rabbit posture. Sit on the heels. We can do it together. Grab the soles of the feet, thumbs on the outside. Stretch your spine up towards the ceiling. And now you can start by tucking the chin to the chest. Round your spine from the top down, forehead to the knees. You can have about 30% of the weight on the top of your head, but no more than that. So lift up your hips, roll forward, stomach in, until you feel pulling on your heels, until the elbows are straight. Suck in your stomach, roll forward. Squeeze heels in, press ankles down. Hold it. Change. Inhale, come up. Turn around, relax on your back. We're just about towards the end. One of the cool things about this class, of my list of 1,000 cool things, is in perfect sequence. So everything prepares you for what's to come. So at this part, at this point, we've done so many postures, 23-ish, and we're totally, perfectly prepared for these last two postures. We would never do these at the beginning. Feet together, flex, legs locked, arms over the head, take a deep breath. Sit up, please, grab the toes, exhale, head to the knees. All right, right leg out, left leg in. Head to knee pose is this one. Arms overhead. Turn your upper body to the right, reach out. We're going to do one set of this. Grab the foot 2 inches below the toes. Pull your toes back, flexing the foot from the ankle. Tuck your chin to the chest, stomach in. Put your forehead on the right knee. Only bend the knee if you need to. Otherwise, right leg can stay locked. Push the sole of your left foot firmly against your inner left thigh. Push the left knee down. 2 hips on the floor. Hold the stomach in. Change, come up. Left side, bring the left leg out, right leg in. Push the right foot against inner left thigh, turn your upper body to the left. Reach out, grab the left foot. Only bend your left knee if you need to. Otherwise, keep it straight. Forehead to the left knee. Push your knee down with the forehead so the foot is flexed. Pull your toes back so the heel comes off the floor in the air. Push the inner left thigh and sole of the right foot into each other. Both hips equally on the floor. Push the right knee down. Inhale, come up.
Good. Now bring the legs straight out in front of you. Lie back. As soon as the arms touch the floor, inhale, breathing. Sit up. Now this one is stretching pose. Grab your big toes with the pointer finger and middle finger, thumbs on top. Walk your hips back 10-15 times. Scoop back right, left, right, left, right, left. Flex both feet back from the ankles. Turn all 10 toes back and pull the big toes back towards your chest and abdomen. Now take a deep breath, stomach in. Push the knees down. Once you can get the legs locked, hold still when you inhale. Then exhale, stretch your upper body forward from the lower spine towards the mirror, stomach to the thighs, chest to the knees. Whole spine stretches, coccyx to the forehead. If the legs are still bending, pull your big toes back, turn the feet back from the ankles, and just push the knees down as much as you can. Hold for 5, 4, 3, 2. Exhale, come forward. 1. Change, come up. Turn around, relax on your back. Feet together, flex, arms overhead, inhale. Sit up. Exhale. All right, next is half spine twisting posture. We're going to go into this one. This is always just one set. Bend your left knee in front of you. I did one set of the previous on purpose. Cross your right foot over the left knee corner, heel touching the knee, both hips on the floor. Inhale, breathing, stretch your left arm up, try to touch the ceiling. Cross it over your right knee. Push your knee back, then turn the hand over, palm down. Grab your left knee with the left hand. Try to get your right arm all the way behind you on your back. Hand on the back, palm facing out. If you need a little help to sit up straight, you can push the right hand fingers into the floor. And take a nice deep breath and turn your head to the right. Look past the right shoulder. Total spine twisting. Keep the breathing steady. Inhale, chest up. Exhale, stomach in, twist. Take a deep breath, chest up. Exhale, right shoulder back, twist. Exhale, twist, and twist. Good. Untwist the spine, undo the arms. And other side, please, right leg under. Put your left foot flat on the floor. Heel touches exactly at the knee. Right toes pointed back, two hips in one line, and two hips on the floor. Now inhale, right arm up, cross it over, push the knee back, grab your right knee with the right hand. If you can't grab the knee, you can grab the edge of the mat next to it. Sit up nice and tall, left arm behind you, hand on the back, palm out. Now inhale, sit up as straight as you can, keep the chest lifted, turn your head to the left side. Look past the left shoulder, total spine twists. Take a deep breath, chest up, stomach in. Exhale, shoulders down, twist. Take a deep breath, sit up as tall as you can. Keep the chest lifted. Exhale, twist, stomach in, twist, and twist. Slowly untwist. Very good. Undo the arms and legs. Relax on your back. Let's do the last sit-up. Feet together, flex, arms overhead, inhale. Sit up. All right, now we exhale together. For the breathing exercise, you only try to exhale. You only have effort on the exhale. The inhale happens automatically. So sit up straight. Even if you can't sit on the heels, just make sure your spine is upright, vertical position. Put your hands on your thighs. Now when I clap or when you hear the count, that's when you're blowing the air out. You guys look cozy. Hi, Mindy. Hi, Amelia. It's great to see you guys. All right. So sit up tall. Lock your elbows. And let's begin exhaling. Exhale, exhale. 3, 4. Little stronger. Exhale, 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 exhale. Keep your elbows locked. Five, four. Change. Keeping with the theme of 1 minute, we're going to do 1 minute of second set. Now, here's the trick. If you start to feel like you have no air to exhale, you actually just have to exhale a little bit harder. If you back off on the exhale, you won't have anything to exhale. The harder you exhale, the more you'll have on the next exhale. So if you feel like stopping, just try to push a little extra. Okay, if you take a pause, fine. That's fine. And then join in again. Okay, let's begin. Take a deep breath, everyone. Exhale, breathing. Begin. 1, 2, 3, 4. Keep your chest up. Lock your elbows. We're halfway through. Little stronger. Keep it up. We're almost to the end. Five, four, three, two, one. Oh, now that next inhale is a good one. Slow and full and so easy. Exhale by the nose. Turn around, relax on your back, please. Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving to you guys. Becky, so good to see you. I can't wait to see you again this week. Any class that's live streamed, great. Yay. You can separate your feet and your hands a little bit more from the body. Start with your palms up. Let everything settle. Happy birthday, Cassandra. That worked perfectly. I'm so glad we could do this all together. Enjoy, you guys. Let everything settle, absorb, heal, transform. You've done everything you need to do. Now you just hydrate, right? But you've done all the hard work of your practice, and then you just get to carry it along with you. It will support you. When you're having the hardest moments outside the class, just come to class, because this will help you with those. Well, I look forward to seeing you guys this weekend in class. Let me know if you have any questions. Have a wonderful evening and Thanksgiving. Tomorrow we have 8 a.m. live stream. So I'll see you then. Thanks for coming, and bye-bye.